Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an AMEN-style call and response riff in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow, and we're doing it the way a proper crate digger would, with rhythm, tension, and a little attitude. The big idea is simple. In drum and bass, especially in jungle rollers, darker halftime passages, and neuralean drop sections, the groove gets heavy when the drums and bass talk to each other. Not when everything plays all the time. Not when the low end is constantly shouting. We want a question and answer. A drum statement, then a bass reply. A bass move, then a drum interruption. That conversational energy is what makes a loop feel alive instead of just busy. So the goal here is to build a tight four-bar phrase that can become the start of a drop, the middle of a longer section, or a switch-up later in the track. We're going to use a chopped amen break, a clean sub-response, a moving res layer, and automation to shape the drama before we even start piling on extra notes. Start by setting your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. A solid default is 174, if you want that darker roller feel. Create your drum track, your bass MIDI track, and if you want to stay organized, set up a return for space effects later. Keep the session clean from the start. In this style, clarity matters. Drop in your amen break and warp it carefully. Use beats mode so the transient feel stays sharp and punchy. You want the break to retain its identity. The amen is not just a loop, it's a rhythmic character. If you overstretch it and smear the snare crack, you lose the bite that makes it work. Adjust the transient preservation so the hits stay crisp, and don't be afraid to keep it a little rough around the edges. That grit is part of the magic. Now slice the break into usable pieces. You're looking for a small kit of musical fragments: kick, snare, ghost snare or rim, hat tick, a few tail fragments, and maybe one accent hit for pickups or fills. You can slice to a new MIDI track or do it manually into a drum rack. The important thing is that you're not treating the amen like a fixed loop. You're turning it into performance material. Here's where the call and response mindset starts. Program a four-bar drum phrase with space in it. Bar 1 can establish the statement, kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, with a ghost note leading into the snare. Bar 2 can remove one kick and add a little tail fragment before beat 3. Bar 3 can come back to the original idea with one subtle twist. Bar 4 should create a pickup, maybe by stripping back the last half beat so the loop resets with tension. And pay attention to feel. Use velocity to shape the accents. Offset ghost notes slightly behind the grid so the break leans and swings instead of sounding robotic. You want it tight, but not sterile. In DNB, the difference between mechanical and pressure is often just a few milliseconds and a little accent control. Now build the sub, but do not make it constant. This is a response instrument, not a carpet. Use operator if you want a clean sine sub. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and let it answer only selected drum hits. A lot of people make the mistake of writing bass under every kick and snare, and suddenly the groove loses its shape. Don't do that. Let the drums speak first. Program the sub so it comes in after the snare, or on offbeats, or in the little gaps between the amen accents. Short notes work best here, usually 1/8 or 1/4 note lengths. The idea is that the bass supports the groove by punctuating it, not by narrating every beat. If the break already makes a strong statement, the sub should answer, not compete. Next, add the mid bass or a res voice. This is where the movement starts to feel serious. Use wavitable, analog, or even a resampled audio texture if you want something dirtier. A simple detuned res is plenty, but keep it disciplined. You want menace, not low-end chaos. A good starting point is a saw or saw hybrid in one oscillator, a second detuned oscillator against it, a low-pass filter with moderate resonance, and only a modest amount of unison. Keep the stereo spread under control, especially in the low mids. Let the width live higher up, not in the sub region. Then add slow filter movement with an LFO, if you want the patch to breathe a little. Now write the MIDI like a response phrase. Short notes after the snare. One longer note in bar 2 or 4. A descending shape near the end of the phrase. Maybe a little silence where another producer would have added more notes. That silence is part of the groove. If the amen is doing a lot, let the bass phrase be selective. If the drums open up, the bass can step forward a little more. This is the first real rule of the lesson. Bass should answer the drums, not erase them. Before you start overcomplicating things, shape the bass with stock Ableton devices. Put EQ8 on the mid bass and high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Use saturator to add some harmonic weight, maybe a few dB of drive, and keep soft clip on if it helps. If you want more grit, drum bus or roar can add character, but use them carefully so the tone stays controlled. And on the sub channel, keep utility in mono, width at zero, no excuses. Now comes the automation first part, which is really the heart of this workflow. Instead of writing a huge amount of MIDI and hoping the loop feels exciting, shape the energy with automation. This is how you get movement without clutter. Automate the bass filter cutoff so the tone shifts across the four bars. Start a little darker in bar 1, open it slightly in bar 2, bring in a bit more bite in bar 3, and then close it down or drop it away briefly in bar 4 so the loop resets with intent. You can automate saturation drive too, just a little lift into the stronger phrase moments. Add a tiny reverb throw on a selected bass hit or snare ghost if you want a flicker of space. Use delay sparingly for a one-shot echo or pickup, and if one bass note is crowding the snare, automate the volume down just a touch so the drum transient stays clear. A good automation range for filter movement might be from a few hundred hertz up into the mid-range, depending on the patch. The point is not giant sweeps every bar. The point is controlled motion. Small changes make the loop feel alive. In drum and bass, micro-evolution is everything. Use clip envelopes for small local moves and arrangement automation for broader arc changes. That split is important. Clip envelopes are great for detailed shape inside the pattern. Arrangement automation is better for the bigger tension curve across the section. If you use only one or the other, the groove can either feel too rigid or too overworked. Now we glue the drums and bass together with some drum bus shaping. Route the Amen edits to a drum bus and use a little glue compressor, just enough to tighten the hits without flattening the break. Maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use a QA to clean up any boxy buildup around 250 to 500 Hz. Add a touch of drum bus drive if you want more punch, but keep the boom subtle or off if it starts muddying the sub. You want the break to punch without swallowing the bass answer. This part matters a lot. If the snare and bass are fighting in the same frequency zone, don't immediately reach for heavy EQ. First try timing. Move the bass response a fraction after the drum hit that matters most. In this style, groove is often solved by placement before tone. Now think in phrases, not loops. That's the mental shift that makes this sound advanced. Bar 1 and 2 can establish the call and response. Bar 3 can introduce a variation, like an extra ghost snare, a reverse tail, or a slightly wider filter opening. Bar 4 should feel like a turn or a reset. Maybe the bass drops out for the last eighth note. Maybe the break gets stripped back for a pickup. That tiny absence can hit harder than another fill. And keep your fill simple. If a fill starts sounding too musical, simplify it. In DNB, the best fill often feels like a rhythmic interruption, not a mini solo. Think interruption, not performance. Once the core idea is working, add only the effects that support the conversation. A little delay on a ghost snare. A short reverb on a transitional hit. A subtle auto pan on a noise layer if you want motion above the low end. Use spectrum and utility as your reality check. If the low end looks wide, fix it. If the bass disappears in mono, fix it. The sub should stay centered, the re should survive mono, and the amen should still hit without depending on stereo tricks. Here's a strong advanced move. Resample the loop. Bounce the drums and bass interaction to audio. This is more than just a sound design trick. It's a decision tool. Once it's printed, you stop second-guessing every note and start sculpting the performance. You can chop tiny bits, shift timing, reverse a bass fragment before a snare, or layer in new details around a groove that already feels complete. And that's the real goal. You're not making a random loop. You're building a conversation. The drums ask, the bass replies. The bass pushes, the drums push back. Automation shapes the mood. Bass creates the weight. Contrast does the heavy lifting. So as a quick recap, set your tempo. Chop the amen with care, build a selective sub response, add a moving res phrase, automate filter and drive for motion, keep the drum bus tight, check mono and resample when the groove feels right. Use less than you think you need. Let absence create tension. Let the loop breathe. If you want to push it further, make three versions of the same idea. One sparse, one heavy, and one broken. Keep the same source material, but change the rhythm, automation, and note placement. Then compare them in mono. The one that feels most like a real conversation is the one you want. That's the blueprint. Clean, heavy, and very much ready to drop.